Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Steve Lubetkin from statebroadcastnews.com for Radio Jersey. You know, prostate cancer is the most common non-skin cancer diagnosed among men who live in the United States. The American Cancer Society says nearly 165,000 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in 2018. Now, it's highly treatable. It has a relative cure rate approaching 100%. But still, prostate cancer is going to cause nearly 30,000 deaths in 2018, an increase of 11% from 2017. Legendary sports broadcaster Ed Randall is trying to change that. He's trying to get men to learn more about prostate cancer and get themselves tested to prevent its spread. Randall started a nonprofit to promote prostate cancer awareness. It's called Fans for the Cure. Fans for the Cure has conducted more than 1,500 prostate cancer awareness days and nights at major league and minor league ballparks over the past 9 baseball seasons, providing physician referrals and on-site PSA screenings to more than 5,000 men. While running Fans for the Cure, Ed continues to be a leader in the field of baseball broadcasting. He hosts a weekly Saturday morning show called Remember When with former Red Sox star Rico Petrocelli on SiriusXM's MLB network. And he has a Sunday morning Ed Randall's Talking with Baseball show on New York's WFAN, where he just began his 15th season. It's the only talk show on New York City radio dedicated solely to baseball. We caught up with Ed to talk a little bit about Fans for the Cure. Ed, thanks for joining us on the program. Tell us a little bit about Fans for the Cure and how you got started with it.
The charity was born out of my personal fight with prostate cancer. I was 47 years old, Steve, with no history of cancer in the family, no symptoms. When I went to the doctors for a routine annual physical, or so I thought it was routine, and the next day my doctor called me. My doctor had never called me. And he says, you know, your PSA is really high. And now at this point in time, I'd been broadcasting for a number of years, and my only definition of PSA was repeat after me.
Sure, public service announcement.
I had no idea this was an indicia for cancer. So he says, maybe the lab screwed up. Come back, let's take another blood test, and we'll send it to another lab. And I did, and he did, and the results of the second test were exactly those of the first. I was filled with cancer. But through God's grace, to use a baseball allegory, being a baseball guy, I got a second at bat at life. And when I went into my two favorite words in the English language, in remission, right there with Merry Christmas and Happy Birthday, I came to the realization, you know what? There could be tens, hundreds, thousands, millions of American men out there like me walking around feeling fine, thinking they were fine, when in fact they were time bombs. The reason being, prostate cancer in its earliest stages, as per my experience, has no symptoms. The only time you're going to get symptoms for prostate cancer is when you're at stage 4 and it's too late and you're going to die. So I thought, there's all these time bombs walking around out there with no symptoms whatsoever. We need to do something about it. So I filed a 501c3 for the charity now known as Fans for the Cure, dedicated to the proposition of spreading the twin gospels of prostate cancer awareness and the life-saving value of early detection.
So what is that? What's the message you want to send with the charity for men who are squeamish about the idea of getting checked for prostate cancer?
Well, it's a simple blood test. I don't know how squeamish they could be for something like that. Granted, I didn't want to go back and take the second PSA test because I've had a deadly fear of needles since the age of 5. But given the circumstances that you've been told that you may have cancer, it seems to be a small price to pay. I don't understand where the squeamishness comes from, and that's the battle that we fight on a daily basis. Men don't go to the doctors. They don't discuss it amongst themselves like women do with their breasts, and that's the principal difference. We have a rubber bracelet which says Fans for the Cure on it, and those letters, Fans for the Cure, are in pink because we need women as the caregivers to get the men to go to the doctors. Because all men are, I feel fine, I don't have to go. I can assure you this, Steve, if I felt that way, I would not be talking to you right now. I would have been diagnosed with late-stage prostate cancer and I would have been gone. In 2017, more than 26,000 men died of prostate cancer. And we believe in zero tolerance, that nobody should die of prostate cancer, that there is an almost 100% cure rate if it is detected early. So a simple blood test, and we also advocate a digital rectal exam, which I know is not the most pleasant experience in the world, but it's only 10 seconds of your life.
That's the one that people are squeamish about, right?
Well, they are, but I think just consulting with their doctor is a big deal. And I don't understand why that is. This is such a simple test, and we have verifiable results that it will save your life. So we tell men, don't you want to dance at your child's wedding? Don't you want to hold their grandchildren? This is easily avoidable.
So you started the charity, it's 15 years now, going on 15 years. You've been doing prostate cancer awareness nights at baseball games. How does that go? What kind of reaction do you get from the fans when you do that?
Well, they're grateful that we're there. And women will come up to us. It's funny because they'll walk by our tables. We've been in minor. We are starting our 12th annual, as we call it, baseball road trip through minor league baseball. We are an official charity of minor league baseball, of which there's only three others, ALS Foundation, Special Olympics, Boys and Girls Clubs, and ourselves. I myself spent 7 years in minor league baseball and have a lot of contacts there. So it seemed to me to be a really fertile place to bring our message. Minor league baseball last year with the affiliated teams and the unaffiliated minor league teams attracted in excess of 50 million fans. Second only to Major League Baseball, more than the NFL, more than the NBA, more than the NHL. So when we're in front of our tables in 39 states where there is minor league baseball, handing out our materials, sometimes the men won't take it, but the women, God bless them, who were right beside them, will take it because they understand. And so the reaction has been good. I'm told we've saved countless lives over the prior 11 years of the minor league road trip. I don't know. I'm not keeping score. We have heard back from some people who told us that were it not for us, they would not have gone to the doctors and found out that something was wrong with them. So we're very grateful for that. I go to spring training and I talk to many different organizations. I've been to spring training and talked to about 2,500 players collectively in the various camps. And I tell them, I'm the only CEO you're ever going to meet who hopes to go out of business. I hope that there will be a cure for prostate cancer before you guys get off the field today. But until then, I'll be the car alarm that you can't turn off. I also tell them I'm there for the faces I can't see. I'm there for their fathers, and I'm there for their stepfathers, and I'm there for their uncles and their grandfathers to tell them from me that they are loved and they are wanted and they are needed and they are cherished, and they have a responsibility to go to the doctors and maintain their health.
Now, you said you're not keeping score. Are there nevertheless any particular stories that you've heard from people that have been diagnosed as a result of your awareness campaign and have been basically spared having a more serious encounter with prostate cancer?
One that pops to mind is up in Rochester, New York, where the Minnesota Twins have their AAA team, the Rochester Red Wings. And we were up there a few years ago on Father's Day, handing out our material, and a season ticket holder for the Rochester Red Wings came to our table, 44-year military veteran, and picked up our material. Our light went on, went to the doctors, and was found to have prostate cancer. We've become great friends, he and his wife and myself, and he credits me with helping save his life. I think that's way too much credit, but we're very grateful that he went to the doctors and was diagnosed.
Ed Randall is the CEO and founder of Ed Randall's Fans for the Cure. You can get more information at fans4thecure.org. Ed, thanks for joining us today.
Steve, thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to spread the gospel.
All right. Best of luck to you. In the Radio Jersey newsroom, this is Steve Lubetkin, State Broadcast News.